Hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're at in time and space. Welcome to this now moment. And what a wonderful day it is. It's December 24th, Christmas Eve day. The sun is out. For me here, it's about 10:20 a.m. And there's lots to do, of course, for the holidays, getting together with our people. And so whatever you have planned, I don't know, or maybe you're listening to this even after Christmas. However it is, I wanted to just share some thoughts with you about Christmas in general and about celebrating this wonderful birth of the Christ. Let's take a moment to get in an open, receptive position. And that might be physically. Sometimes it's nice to sit attentively when you're physically taking in information, or it might be meditatively, like literally opening up our minds to receiving. And so these meditations are not meant as much to be from me to you, but more so that we open up together and receive the messages that want to come through. Not necessarily like a traditional channel where I'm speaking actually words of some entity, but rather an opening to spirit itself that we receive together this divine guidance. And the more that we've been working on this together through these recorded meditations, through our Sunday services, through our classes when we were meeting regularly, through all these things that we do, I have to wonder for myself more and more what this guidance is and how do I know when I'm in alignment with it. I'm sure that you can relate. It seems to be one of the biggest challenges for people on the spiritual path. Where does my will end and the will of God begin? And what even is either one of those things? So it is specifically this inquiry that will often lead us to a breakthrough when we stick to it, when we're diligent to know more about the depths of our being. And that's where we come together. Because yes, it's the depths of my own being that I seek for myself, and probably you, the same for you. It's really the depths of who you are that you wish to know more, to bring forth more into the world. And this starts to point us towards our divine mission. And again, that is a very mysterious endeavor, concept, or, you know, inquiry. What is this weird divine mission? Am I not just here on planet Earth for a little while and then gone? Well, usually those of us who spend time communing with God find out that there is indeed a mission that we're given little sips of each day. And the realizations come when they come, and we cannot force them. So in that way, we go beyond time, you and I. That's why it doesn't matter if you're listening to this recorded, because consciousness is timeless and pure. So we are always connected in the consciousness of the living spirit of truth, which flows through all of life and which is our eternal nature. It goes beyond all the temporary stuff, goes beyond all the victories and defeats of life on planet Earth. And it is why, as near as I can tell, it is so important to stay in conscious, purposeful contact with our source of being. And so that brings me to a Christmas message for us. And all morning long, as I've been doing my own meditation time, these little pregnant ideas have been popping into my mind about what what Christmas actually is. Paramahansa Yogananda teaches on Christmas Day to meditate for the entire day, if at all possible, 8 solid hours. And if you've ever tried to do that, it is vastly challenging. And furthermore, he teaches in the meditation life in general, all year round, to once a week take a longer meditation. Now he says 6 hours. That is very challenging. But even if you meditate for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes a day, that will have a certain benefit. And so if in your extended meditation each week or each month or however often you are able to do that, you just extend it 10 times longer, then you might be at an hour or two. And so you can do that yourself, figure that out yourself. If you're a devoted meditator, what works for you? But it really gets at something a little bit more profound, and that is that question, why is it that I would meditate anyway? I'm distracted, I have things to do, there's no time, you know, all those things that impede us, that impede me from having an ever deeper meditation life. So we have to consider what we're really doing. And so at this Christmas time, considering all these things that we've just discussed, and when I say discussed, even though I'm doing all the speaking, you're there. And without you receiving this conversation, it doesn't happen. And in some way, I feel you. It is that interconnectedness that we always speak of. All life is connected. And through meditation, we experience the connection rather than merely knowing it as an idea that's probably true. And that's what the Christ presence is. The awareness of the unity of all life, and also the awareness of our very source of being, which in our daily lives leads to the kind of peace that surpasses all understanding. It is the knowing without the intellectual knowing, where you feel it in your bones and your cells, this true nature of your being. And all of the fleeting and vacillating little things of daily life that we all deal with become secondary. And that is what we're doing on Christmas. Celebrating the Christ and the birth of the Christ, but even more so, as we've discussed before, the conscious awareness of the living Christ that is already within us, already whole and already pure, without us having to do anything. So the awareness comes through the removal of the blocks to the awareness of its presence. Oh, seems like such an easy thing to say. And yet in actual practice, it is very challenging, which is really what makes it worthwhile so much, because the rewards are great, even though we don't seek for them. So on Christmas, today and tomorrow, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we can have an inward focus, an unshakable determination to stay focused upon this true nature of our being, this Christ nature. And all of the secondary things that happen we can infuse them with this Christ love. You know, and thinking about Jesus's life as one who came and developed his awareness fully of his Christ presence, which is how he became Jesus Christ. His life was wrought with all kinds of heavy-duty challenges because he confronted this within himself, this thing that we speak of doing. And that result, ultimately, was ascension. Ascension consciousness, ascension presence, moving beyond the world of duality and into the pure whole world of spirit. So rather than doing a meditation where we go into the silence together as we usually do, I just want to leave you with a few ideas and let you determine what your best course of action is for you, because that's always what it comes down to. No one can force you to do anything. So given that some of our most potent teachers of the spiritual life tell us to deepen this communion time with God, what we call meditation or contemplative prayer, I ask myself, and so I ask you to ask yourself, how can I deepen my commitment to myself? How can I deepen my devotion? And of course, it will be important to be clear about to what you are devoted. So how can I deepen this as my life? And if I meditate for 1 minute every other day, perhaps I can meditate for 2 minutes every day. It is like plugging in your rechargeable device, if you have one of those. You know, if you plug it in for a minute, it gets a charge. And then you use the light or whatever it is, and after about, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, it goes away. And it is much like that with meditation, strangely. When we plug in for longer and longer periods of time, our batteries get recharged, and we are able to shine our light more brightly, we're able to have more power within ourselves, and we're able to feel that buzz, that electric energy of divine life flowing through us. So we plug back into the source. At Christmas time, there's a focus, the birth of the Christ. And as we've talked about, it's really the birth of the awareness or the nurturing of the awareness of this eternal life spirit. So that is really a lot of big stuff. So in our meditation, first we go in and we say, what is my intention? We offer up a communing prayer, perhaps an affirmation. God, I know that you are with me. Guide my every breath higher into the presence of the pure love of Christ. We prepare the body temple. No matter in what condition, in an inward sense, and we move towards the center, lifting the energy into the heart, feeling the connection with all hearts, and then bringing it up to the spiritual eye to connect with the infinite. And we let this guiding presence infuse us, recharge us, and fill us with divine life And so we go now to have our own communion time. If you can, double it, triple it, quadruple it, whatever it is, you are worth it. So together, we take that time for ourselves, knowing that in spirit and truth, we are together and our mission cannot fail. Have the best of Christmases and a wonderful new year. And we will talk again soon. Om, peace, amen.